Alyssa Walker with the Core 77 broadcast, coming to you live from the campus of USC with Gary Hustowit, who is the director of the now world-famous documentary film Helvetica. And I'm not going to start by asking you a movie about a font, but how many times do you think you've answered that?
It's the first question at every screening. Why a film about Helvetica? So, like I say to the audiences, I like fonts and I like graphic design and I like music and I like independent documentaries. So this was just sort of like a big collage of all of those things. So it makes, it makes perfect sense to me to have a film about a font. So
I guess the biggest question that I have, I've seen it twice. I saw it at the premiere in Austin. This is the second time I've seen it. And how are non-designers perceiving it?
It's interesting that the audience has so far been about half designers and half non-designers, and even that half non-designer side is still people that are kind of interested in visual communication. They might be photographers or illustrators or something. But so I think you still have to have some sort of an interest in visual arts to kind of get the most from the film. But everybody uses fonts now. I mean, our parents have their favorite fonts, and it's so much more a part of everyone's daily lives to use digital type. So in that sense, I think people are curious about it. And the interviews with the graphic designers in the film just show, like, I think what amazing, and talented artists they are, and that they love what they do, and that shows through, I think, to people who don't know anything about graphic design. They see these people that are just passionate and really talented and love what they're doing, and I think that's, at least to me, that's entertaining. If I'm a professional in that subject or I'm not, I like creative people, and I like to see what makes them tick, so...
And from your own background, I think that a lot of people are curious to see where you personally, how you began this journey with Helvetica, and how did you wake up one day and say, oh, this is how it needs to be. This is how I'm going to frame this film.
I had some ideas about trying to make a film about graphic design or about type design. And at that same time, I figured out that it was going to be the 50th anniversary of Helvetica. This was about 2 years ago, and the 50th anniversary is this year. And I was kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe that might be an interesting structure, just to make it about one typeface and then let all these different graphic designers talk about it and talk about what they do. But at that same time, I was just sort of, walking around in New York where I'm from, and I was looking for Helvetica to see kind of where it was in the kind of, normal day-to-day, city life, like where I could find it. And I'd be kind of walking the streets of New York. I'd have my iPod in. I'd listen to music. And then I'd see, a Helvetica, a word in Helvetica or a logo. And then, people would walk in front of it, or a bus would go by or something. And that experience of looking for the font in these urban environments while listening to music ended up being like the kind of the visual blueprint of what the film is. There are a lot of sections of the film where you're kind of seeing type in these major cities and seeing people interacting with type, and you're hearing music too, because that was pretty much the music that I was listening to 18 months ago when I was kind of scouting out the cities. So it's interesting that from that day, the kind of day that really kind of clicked for me, I pretty much saw the whole film in my head, and then it was just a matter of filling in the blanks.
And what's your favorite part? I'm sure you've probably seen it a million times, but what was your favorite part, either making or seeing?
Yeah. When I watch it now, my favorite parts are... I still love Eric Speakerman because he's just hilarious in the movie. I still like Michael Baruch's piece in it. I like Vim Crowell a lot. Vim Crowell has a line at the end of the film that where he's talking about why if using a type, you know, the reasons for choosing a font, a certain font today, you know, had a different meaning than choosing a typeface in the 50s. And he said something like, "You're always a child of your time, and you cannot step out of that." And I just thought, I was, you know, like bowing down to like the wisdom of this man. He's amazing. So there's great. I mean, everyone was great. All the interviews were fascinating to me. But all the people, I think, were just excited to be finally getting a chance to talk about what they do on camera, and they're all funny, interesting, super smart, super talented people.
We seem to think so. On yeah. and then again, you know, you talk about the universal quality of Helvetica, and then you've also taken this film like all around the world. So where's your next stop, and is it going to get picked up for distribution, and how big is this going to be?
Well, there's 75 different events all around the world that I'm doing this summer. We will be doing like art house cinema runs in the late summer, early fall, and then the DVD at the end of the year. And you know, I don't know. There's such a great response to the film that we can just kind of distribute it ourselves, or bring in a larger distributor to do it. But right now, I'm just having fun, you know, touring around and meeting people and showing the film, whether it's Istanbul or Los Angeles or Prague or Toronto. And you know, now we're doing a whole slew of European dates next month. It's just it's been great showing the film around. I've had a blast, so I want to keep doing that for until August, and then we'll kind of deal with the rest of it. So,
well, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you.
Now we're gonna enjoy a Helvetica cake. This is Alyssa Walker with the Core 77 Broadcast.